Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we're looking at how to treat people right this week. And we've been hanging out in James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13, if you happen to have your Bible handy or want to get on your Bible app. But the thing we've been talking about is that, you know, following Jesus isn't always easy, but it's not complicated. We've been hoping over the past couple months, quite often Monday and Tuesday, I've been sharing from the book of James that as we receive more information, as James was talking to the first Christians after Jesus resurrected from the dead, then he went to heaven and people started wanting to be followers of Jesus, and they were the first people called Christians. And James is just trying to show, hey, this is how it's being a brother of Jesus and seeing how he lived all the way up to his death at the age of 33, that this is how we should live. And one of the things that we don't do sometimes as follower of Jesus is treat people right. And the Bible says we're made in the image of God. So if you missed yesterday's 14-minute program, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. And just click on podcast. You can catch that 14-minute program or whatever platform you listen to podcast on. We're on all of those. We're on iTunes, Podbean. We're on Spotify. And we also have a YouTube channel. And so you can simply find our YouTube channel or these other platforms that have podcasts by simply typing in Hope is Here. And if you can't come up, you can then also type in my name, Greg Horn, G-R-E-G-H-O-R-N. Also for our YouTube channel, just simply type in Hope is Here and my name, Greg Horn, and it'll come up. And hope that you will subscribe to the podcast or our YouTube channel. If you've been blessed by any of the programs, please leave a comment. It just helps other people find us easier when we have a lot of subscribers and people have comments and reviews. It helps people see and find that this could be a program to give them hope. Well, yesterday we talked about five ways we show favoritism, and one of those were five A's, actually. Appearance, sometimes we show favoritism based on people's appearance. Secondly, maybe on ancestry, who they're related to. Age, fortunately, sometimes we do show favoritism based on how young or how old somebody is. Another way we show favoritism sometimes is by achievement. What have people accomplished? And last but not least, sometimes we show favoritism by affluence. And then we got into three problems with showing favoritism. After we just looked at five ways, now we looked at five problems with showing favoritism. And the first and foremost one was favoritism is unchristian. Favoritism is unchristian. Romans chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For God does not show favoritism." Say that one more time. Romans chapter 2, verse 11. "For God does not show favoritism. Therefore, friends, obviously as followers of Jesus, we shouldn't." A second problem with showing favoritism is that favoritism is unreasonable. Favoritism is unreasonable. James chapter 2, verse 5 says, "Has not God chosen those who are poor to be rich in faith and inherit the kingdom?" Then a third problem with showing favoritism is that favoritism is unloving. Favoritism is unloving. James chapter 2, verse 8 says, "If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right." Friends, I just want to remind you, that's what the Bible talks about, loving your neighbor as yourself. Then you're doing right. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14 says, "The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself." But I will say to you, after being in ministry now for a little over 20 years, that I think a lot of people struggle to love themselves, because one of the number one things I've learned in a little over 20 years of ministry is that people are harder on themselves than God is. And I know sometimes if you're a regular listener to Hope is Here, you're like, "Greg, you're a broken record, brother. You getting ready to talk about Romans chapter 8, verse 1. But the reason I do, friends, is because I want so many people to get it, that God, yes, he convicts, when we're doing wrong and we're in sin and we are far away from God, but he does not condemn. He does not condemn those of us who are followers of Jesus. And that's the key part. So are you going to try to battle it on your own? Or are you going to surrender your one and only life to Jesus Christ and said, hey, I want to be a follower of Jesus? And that's when it gets really serious, when the old pavement hits the road, right? And so maybe that's something that just doesn't make sense to you right now as a young person, but I really want to encourage you. If you want to overcome favoritism, just to simply love your neighbor as yourself. And, you know, that's hard, but John chapter 3, verse 30, John the Baptist said, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And sometimes, friends, that is a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour, daily choice. So please don't misunderstand anything. It's easy to not show favoritism and not to be unloving or to be unreasonable or even unchristian. But if you'll spend time with God in the morning, he will help you make wiser and better and healthier decisions. And trust me, he's done it in my life over and over. And God is still on the throne today, and he wants to do it in your life. But God's a gentleman. He won't force himself upon you if when he wants to help you. He wants to do it because he is asked. So I want to encourage you to humble yourself today and say, yes, I believe in God. I trust in God. I surrender my one and only life to God, and know what a difference it truly makes, friends. Well, the time we have remaining today, which is just a little over 7 minutes, I want to look at the prescription for how to overcome favoritism. I know some of you like to take notes, so the final thing we're going to do is we're going to look at three things that accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you, which is in Romans chapter 15, verse 7, which is the prescription for how to overcome favoritism. So we got to do what that Romans 15, 7 says. Accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you. As the old saying goes, don't do as I say, do as I do. And a lot of times, we don't do what other people say because we see it in their lives that they're not doing it, and they're being hypocritical, and nobody likes to be a hypocrite, right? And that's one of the things that's so challenging when you're in a pastor or when you have a radio ministry like I do with Hope Is Here. And I'm so blessed and so thankful and so humbled. And I want to thank all those people that helped us this summer in July and August to get that $20,000 matching grant. What a blessing it was to have that. But let me share these four things that are a prescription for how to overcome favoritism. The first one is to accept everybody. Accept everybody. Former Notre Dame football coach and SEC, ESPN football analyst Lou Holtz said, I follow three rules. Do the right thing, do the best you can, and always show people you care. Say those again. I follow three rules. This is from Lou Holtz, former Notre Dame football coach and also South Carolina football coach. He said, I follow these three rules. Do the right thing. Do the best you can. And always, always show the people you care. Lou Holtz. Love that quote. A second prescription for how to overcome favoritism is to appreciate everybody. Appreciate everybody. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Oh, it's so good. Let me read that one more time. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should not look only to your own interests, but also the interest of others. I mean, friends, that's one of the ways you know when you're attracted to somebody, you're willing to give up things that you like and prefer for that other special person. And yeah, we have to be careful, friends, or we can become a doormat, or we are not really being who God has wired us up to be. And so make sure you take heed when I say that. And when you read this scripture in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. A third prescription for how to overcome favoritism is to affirm everybody. Affirm everybody. My friend Dave Willis, who we used to be together on staff at Northeast Christian Church about 15 years ago, says, be an encourager. The world has plenty of critics already. Oh, that's so good. Let's share this quote from Dave Willis. Be an encourager. The world has plenty of critics already. Ouch, that hurts, but it's so, so true. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, encourage one another and build each other up. Now, some of you are thinking, man, somebody steal Greg and take him off? But here it is. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 11a. Encourage one another and build each other up. Oh, it's so, so good. Acts 10, 34 and verse 35 says, Peter was talking, he said, I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. That's so powerful. Peter, one of the 12, the chosen ones there. If you haven't seen The Chosen, really, really would encourage you to go check that out. Also, that movie was on back in August, Sound of Freedom, another powerful faith-based movie. But Peter replied, he said, I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. Now, some of you say, like, well, man, I don't really want to fear God. But friends, a lot of times the context of that word fear, not saying always, but a lot of times in the Bible, is actually so people will honor God. They will respect him. And unfortunately for some people, they fear him. And yet that's not who God wants to be. But sometimes he has to be, because us as his kids, we just kind of make some unwise and selfish decisions. Anyone else been there as a parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle? Yeah, just sometimes unwise decisions are made. And we do have to discipline. But you know what? God's a fair God. And the Bible says he disciplines those he loves. Have you been blessed over the last 5 or 6 weeks? On Mondays, we've been doing this series from the book of James called Summer Road Trip. James, brother of Jesus, obviously had a front row seat to his life, and yet he was so moved to write to the early Christians, a follower of Jesus, after Jesus conquered death and was resurrected. We've been talking about in James over the past 6 or 7 weeks how to profit from your problems, how to win over temptation, how to be blessed by others. And today we've talked about how to treat people right. How to treat people right. So I want to encourage you today that maybe you and God do some time together and just say, Lord, is there anything in me that's not God-honoring? And maybe it's the way I treat people. Do I really treat people the way that you want me to? Sometimes God may give you a nudge and say, no, you actually need to grow in that area. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but appreciate you watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.